This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you've spent time in Chicago or New York or San Francisco or Washington, you know the value of a good public transportation system, something that has been woefully lacking in Southeast Michigan. But there are hopeful signs. The M1 rail along Woodward in Detroit, talk of an Ann Arbor to Detroit commuter line, planned improvements on the Pontiac to Chicago Amtrak line. Couple this with the fact that according to the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute, 26% of households in Detroit do not have a car. That leads to the question, what would better public transit options mean to Detroit, a city so deeply rooted in car culture? We're joined now by Richard Murphy. He's the program's director of the Michigan Suburbs Alliance, and he's just wrapped up a one-year term on Southeast Michigan's Regional Transit Authority Board. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Did it all surprise you to hear that a quarter of all households in the Motor City don't have a car?
I don't think that's terribly surprising, both between the younger households moving into downtown and midtown that might choose to not have a car or be college students and live on campus, or the households that can't afford to have a car and are carless because they don't have a choice in the matter. Those are two very different demographics and very different needs that we need to be aware of and take care of.
And what about looking out of Detroit and looking at Southeast Michigan? If we had a really good public transit system, mm-hmm. how high do you think that figure might go?
I mean, it's hard to say a percent, but you have places like Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Ferndale, Birmingham, Royal Oak along the Woodward corridor where, you know, there already are a lot of people who live with, you know, one car for multiple adults or without a car and get around by transit or biking or walking preferentially.
So that could definitely go up if there was that.
Right. That's even without a good regional transit system.
I want to talk a little, Richard, about your experience on the Southeast Michigan Regional Transit Authority Board. What was that year like for you? How much cooperation did you see?
Well, I came into it as an advocate who had worked on the legislation to create the RTA. One of the things that worked well so far is the Providers Advisory Committee, the table that the RTA has where all of the transit providers come together and have started talking about how do they better work together, what are the opportunities that they can identify with their existing resources or that they might be able to work on with new resources coming into the system. So things like right now they're talking about how do we get a single fare card system for all of the transit agencies in Metro Detroit so that rather than a separate fare card mm-hmm. for each place that you might go, someone like me who travels across the region for work might only have to carry one card that works on every transit system. And you know, once we get the commuter rail or the M1 streetcar up and running, can transfer from one to the other without any effort at all.
The way we see in Chicago.
Exactly, or San Francisco
yes.
or other. Yeah.
But with what we have is the board now, mm-hmm. as it exists now, do we have, as a region, do we have what it takes to make that viable public transit system happen?
Well, we have the start of it. Okay. I think we certainly see a lot of interest and political support for the RTA that led to its actual establishment. You know, the things we do lack are funding in order to create it, as well as a lot of the planning work to get from the very high-level conceptual idea of a regional transit system to something that's actually on the ground that you can get on and ride. So we do have a number of years' worth of work in the technical planning and engineering and funding and building before some of this really becomes reality.
I'm speaking with Richard Murphy, who recently wrapped up a one-year term on Southeast Michigan's RTA, Regional Transit Authority Board. How did serving on that board, Richard, help shape your perception of Detroit's car culture?
Well, I came into this with a lot of background in transportation planning and looking at biking and walking and transit and other things beyond the car. Certainly the perception of car culture is something that we have to address and recognize as we're working to improve transit. I don't know that the board term itself shaped my perspective so much as all of the initiatives that are going on in the region that are engaging with the board, okay. whether it's the streetcar effort downtown that is really being driven by private actors until the RTA is in a place to pick it up and take ownership of it, or the rapid transit system the study on Woodward, looking all the way from downtown Detroit all the way up to Pontiac, that was initiated by the suburban communities in Oakland County, who said, you know, we see what's happening in downtown Detroit, mm-hmm. and we want transit too. How do we make that happen? So there are a lot of these pieces that are out there that I get to see and be a part of, that I think once the RTA has gone through its startup phase and is in a position to start tying together all the pieces, we will be able to see a system emerge out of a lot of these efforts.
I'd like to talk a little about the M1 and the idea that there are critics who are saying, you know, why are we spending money on the M1 rail to get you from Detroit to Midtown when the bus service is so terrible, and that money ought to go to repairing buses and adding routes. What do you say to that?
Well, yeah, as we mentioned at the beginning, there are a lot of different needs here. Mm-hmm. And any piece of the transit system is going to address one piece of those needs.
And finite dollars, we should say.
Right, and finite dollars, yeah. too. And those dollars come from a number of different sources. So the M1 streetcar is meant to address the need of how do we circulate people within the downtown? How do we get people from their hotel to the DIA or to a concert or from where they've parked to the sports stadium for a game or to a restaurant? Or if somebody's coming in on the Ann Arbor to Detroit commuter rail at some point in the future, how do we get them to their actual job rather than just dropping them off at the Amtrak station at Grand Boulevard? So that's a need that the private backers of the M1 streetcar identified and stepped in to work on filling. There are definitely other needs that we also have to work on, that the DDOT bus system and access for neighborhood residents to the downtown or to other locations outside of downtown or around the region are still big issues. There are definitely finite dollars, but there are also funds that have already been granted to address things like broken buses or broken fare boxes so that we can get those pieces working well too. So it might not meet all of the needs itself, since it's just a 3.5-mile stretch, but it will support some of the other efforts and help bring money into the system, as well as help build attention and energy for transit. So people become aware of, oh, this is visible, this is real, this is how it could work. Mm-hmm. We need to invest in more of this.
Richard Murphy is with the Michigan Suburbs Alliance, and he recently wrapped up a term serving on Southeast Michigan's Regional Transit Authority Board. Richard, thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.